listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
I'm going to let this play a little bit. Billy Idol killed it. It's over 20,000 people. Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion with Joan Jett. Told a great story about how Rebel Yell was named. He saw Mick Jagger and Keith Richards drinking this stuff out of a bottle called Rebel Yell, and he ran back to his hotel and wrote the song because he wanted to use Rebel Yell before the Stones took that title. Killed it. These older musicians, man, they just own it. When they're incredible. Joan Jett was great, too. All right, Cactus Music, perfect time to talk about them. Best in vinyl, best in CDs. It's Cactus Music. I urge you to get down there. Also, big shout out right here to Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture, danishinspirations.com. All right, so we got a ticket winner for the Dynamo Seattle, and we're very privileged now to bring on the show in a few minutes, Jonathan Bond. And the Dynamo got beat 2-1 at LAFC, and we're going to talk about that a lot. Now, it's a very heavy schedule for the Houston Dynamo. Wednesday, they'll be playing in the Open Cup against Phoenix Rising. That's a USL team. Then Wednesday, and then Saturday, they'll take on Seattle. And then the following Wednesday, Minnesota, and then the following Saturday, FC Dallas. So there's a number of stuff going on there. I will tell you this. It was not a good weekend for Texas MLS teams. And if you saw, I put out on Twitter, at Glenn Davis Soc, at Soccer Matters GD, a little statistic that the three Texas teams did not produce a goal this weekend in Major League Soccer. Not only that, the three Texas teams only produced a total of 6 shots on goal. So we'll get a little heavier into that, but the Dynamo failed to even post a shot on goal, which is not going to do it for you on the road. Okay, I think we're ready to go. My producer extraordinaire, Brian McDonald, says Jonathan Bond is ready. We bring him on. Jonathan, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for coming on. I've enjoyed watching your play in Major League Soccer, and I think everybody, myself included, glad to see you back here in Houston. So I guess the obvious first question, Jonathan, for you is the decision to come back was based on what criteria for you as a player who's had a long career?
It was a few factors, a few different things that went into the decision. I mean, it kind of came a little bit out of the blue because of the unfortunate injury situation. Obviously, Andrew with the long-term injury, and then Jimmy not long after. And it's something I wasn't really expecting. But once I spoke to Pat and Ben, I had a really good feeling. They kind of outlined their ambition and their plan moving forward. I felt like it kind of matched with what I was looking for. I played a decent amount of games for Watford that season, but I wasn't playing every game as every player wants to play. So, yeah, it was kind of a mixture of things. And moving back to the league, which I really enjoyed, obviously spending three seasons here. My son was born here and met my wife here, and so I have a connection to the country, obviously my mum being American as well. So it just, lots of things felt right, and I was excited about moving back. So, I think that was, in the end, a relatively straightforward decision for me.
But it came really quickly, right? I mean, you didn't have any inkling that the Dynamo had shown interest in you, or, you know, just came quickly because of the injuries, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Obviously, from what I understand, they wanted to go with Andrew for the season, and then before you know it, it's professional sport. Like, it's just these injuries. Like, it's a terrible injury. No one can foresee that. But obviously, yeah, the window was still open, and yeah, it really was kind of a little bit out of the blue from my side. So yeah, it all happened very quickly. But yeah, both sides wanted to make it happen, and it was a little bit difficult getting out mid-season with Watford. Mm-hmm. But in the end, well, yeah, I think we're both glad that we could make it happen.
So the Dynamo got beat, for those listening in here tonight, 2-0 at LAFC. But I'll tell you what, the man of the match clearly was Jonathan Bond, who was outstanding in goal. He had 8 saves in this one. I mean, it's a big number of saves to have to make. You know, on nights like that, Jonathan, and you kept the Dynamo in this game. I'm going to say it. You don't have to say it. You kept the Dynamo in this game. Does the ball look a little bit bigger on a night like this? I mean, what's happening when you kind of get in that zone and you just, you know, feel unbeatable to a degree?
Confidence is, yeah, it's crazy. Like, obviously, the game didn't start perfectly for us. But then you kind of, once you start making a couple of saves after quick succession, yeah, the confidence starts to come, you start to flow. You're not thinking kind of on autopilot a little bit. And you're fully enjoying yourself. Obviously, at the end of the day, we want to get results. So, yeah, ideally, we would maybe be, not kind of chasing the game. But to be honest, LAFC played really well on the day. It was a really difficult place to go. Obviously, I had to go there quite a few times for when I was playing at Galaxy. And it's always a difficult place to go. So I felt like we battled really well, especially second half. It wasn't completely out of the question that we would get something from the game. But yeah, just on a personal level, yeah, obviously that's my job, is to try and keep the ball out of the net. And yeah, at the end of the day, we didn't win the game, but yeah, it was obviously always nice to make some saves.
Well, one guy who's not going to want to see you again is Denis Bouanga, that's for sure. You and him had like a personal battle going on in this game, didn't you?
Yeah, we always have good battles, to be fair, whenever I played him, but he's a top player. Yeah, I was a little bit surprised he was still in the league, because he had such a strong couple of years, and I'm sure he's had lots of interest and stuff, but you can see he's obviously a top player. And, you know, most of our team talk when we're talking about LAFC before the games centres around his threat, his speed. And yeah, obviously on the night, he must have really wanted to score you, and I felt like he was shooting at every opportunity. So, yeah, he's a good player, and that's the thing. In this league, like, there are so many good attacking players that you kind of get tested every game. So, yeah, something that you kind of relish as a goalkeeper as well.
You grew up in the Watford Academy. That's the club you're coming back from. Obviously, you have big, big ties to them. Where and at what time and at what age, what got you in goal?
I loved playing outfield, to be honest, when I was young. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's the classic story. Like, our local team's goalkeeper got injured or didn't want to play anymore. We needed a goalie. The manager of the team, we're talking literally like a local team, you know, it's not like a proper club or anything, but the manager of the team was like my best friend's dad. And I was around their house, and the manager was like taking shots at me in the garden. I kind of kept a few out. So he was like, yeah, you're going in goal. So I was like, okay, fine. And then I think it was only 3 or 4 games in, Watford scout came to watch, and yeah, we got a call. So then it was just about going on trial. And then suddenly, before you know it, I really didn't know what I was doing. Like, I'd never had like goalie training or coaching. I was just kind of like copying what I saw people do on TV. I still don't know what I'm doing, really, but from 10 until kind of 18, I was just in the academy system at Watford, and then ended up making my debut. So yeah, all I knew really from those like youth days was just Watford and the Watford Academy. That was kind of the route.
Talking to Jonathan Bond, the Dynamo goalkeeper just acquired from Watford, is off and running in goal, had an outstanding game against LAFC. And by the way, I think you're a very humble guy. I think you do know what you're doing. I do think it's fascinating to look at your career, though. You went on a litany of loans, and there are places like Brackley Town, Forest Green Rovers, Dagenham and Redbridge. And then finally you hit Peterborough United, and you really start getting a string of games. I mean, is part of this just, you know, you really, it seems like there's a lot of goalkeepers that just, it's kind of like you got to wait it out for your time sometimes.
Yeah, I had it was an interesting kind of start because I got thrown into Watford's first team environment and, I kind of got some first team games early, but at the same time, I was never like the number one. So I wasn't like number one goalkeeper at 18, 19, 20. I was kind of like a young number two, kind of learning off the experienced number one. But then those 3 years go by quite quickly before you know it, and you've not played too many games. So I almost wish I'd gone out and played a bit more. The loan system's like really important in England. So kind of 16, 17, before that period, I was like those teams you mentioned going to kind of just non-league where you're just playing against basically just men, you know, just really like physically strong, just a very, very intense kind of level. But you just get used to playing in front of small crowds and just dealing with a results orientated kind of game rather than just development. And I would always encourage like any young goalkeeper to try and play men's football as early as possible. Obviously within reason, but yeah, it kind of helped me. And it's just difficult. England's difficult to try and get a foot in the door and make a name for yourself as a goalkeeper. There's just only one goalkeeper can play at each team, you know? So yeah, it was kind of a journey. Like you said, Peterborough kind of got that full season and then went to West Brom and then LA and yeah, kind of went from there really. But those early loans definitely, they shape your career quite importantly.
Jonathan Bond, Dynamo goalkeeper, joining us. Jonathan, tell about us a little bit about your time in LA and some of the memories you had from playing for the LA Galaxy.
I loved it. I got really kind of good connection with the fans in the club and wasn't necessarily like the easiest time to go in. I think there was a lot of kind of discontent about how things have been going just before I'd got there, and obviously COVID as well. So I was playing in front of kind of 25-30% capacity stadiums, but I honestly, each year that went by, I just felt like it was more and more that I settled into the city. And like I mentioned earlier, kind of my son was born there and I met my wife there, and yeah, it's kind of it became a home away from home. And it's just, somewhere I'll always look back on with like really fond memories. My first game for Houston, when I was in the roster for the first time, Blake played really well, but I was kind of, I'd only been in the country for a couple of days before that. But I got a really good reception, felt really nice to be back. And it was kind of, it was a nice, feeling to kind of, go back and see some old faces. But now I'm just looking forward to kind of making new memories and finding a new home kind of in Houston. And every player wants to be like, be loved and have a connection with the fans. And obviously you have to earn that, but it definitely helps a player settle down and perform better when you feel like you do have that support. And so far, luckily I have felt a really warm welcome, not just from the fans, from everyone inside the club and teammates. It's been really easy to settle. So so far so good, I think.
First start for you was at Colorado, am I right on that?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So that Colorado game, I mean, you know you're coming in, you know you're replacing a goalkeeper that's a young guy that's done very, very well. There's a bit of pressure on you in that game, right, to get off to a really good start in Houston, right?
Yeah, I think I wasn't 100% sure whether I would come straight in, to be honest, because I knew that Blake's really popular. He played really well when he came in, and obviously having two goalkeepers injured and then Blake coming in and doing so well, I just felt like obviously everyone wanted him just to keep going, keep running with it. But obviously if I was to be put in, which I was, then I have to perform, no matter what the situation really. Like you're talking about, professional sport, it doesn't matter whether who played before you and how they did. You'll always be judged for what you do anyway. So I think like with Tim, the goalkeeping coach, Tim Hanley, obviously Pat himself was a goalkeeper as well. And then we have Andrew, Jimmy, Pedro, obviously young goalie as well. It's a really good group. So I feel like whoever plays, obviously we have a cup game on Wednesday, like whoever is playing, I feel like he's got full support of the group. And I definitely felt like I had that from the group. I feel like I supported Blake when he was playing for the first game at Galaxy, and then he definitely supported me for the games that I've played. But yeah, no, I get it. Obviously, he's coming through. He's making his career, and he played really well. So every time he plays, I don't think there's anyone in this club that doesn't want him to do well. Especially having met him, very, very nice guy as well. So, yeah, it's one of those things. We all have to perform well when we play. It's just how it is. But whoever plays, like I said, will have the support of the rest of the group.
Wonderfully refreshing way to talk about it in a highly competitive world, obviously, because you are based on performance, and that's why you're where you are. I wanted to ask this question, and I'm really interested to hear what you have to say about this. Stylistically, purpose of play, game model, whatever you want to call it, compare to me the EFL to Major League Soccer and give us, you know, kind of some of the differences in the two leagues and maybe some of the differences you as a goalkeeper have to contend with.
Yeah, it's a big difference, to be honest. When I moved from the we've been promoted, we're in the Premier League, but most of my time was obviously in the Championship. And then when I moved to LA, I had that pre-season and everything to kind of settle, get my feet in, see what it was about, and, you know, lots of 6 weeks training before you even start the season. And you're adapted. And it was very different, but I felt like I had adapted by the time the season started. But then to go back to the Championship, it's like, oof, this is different. And then obviously to come back to MLS, it's another reminder, like, there are a lot of differences. I would say, specifically, the Championship's just very much, everyone says it's so physical and relentless. Like, there's a game every 3 days. Set pieces, like, everyone is 6'4", 6'5", that's coming up. I would say, like, the fields and the pitches aren't as great in England, so it's difficult to play, like, technical football when every team is just so aggressive and pressing you, and the surfaces aren't great. But on the attacking side, in talking about MLS, the level of like technical quality that you have on an individual level here just can open the game up to, like, that not necessarily a lot of players have in the Championship. Mm-hmm. So from a skill level, it can surprise you if you've not played in MLS before, because all the players are capable of something like pretty special. So it's kind of a bit more technical, a bit more tactical in MLS. And in England, it's just more about, like, doing the basics well and consistently and not making mistakes, running hard, being good on set pieces. It makes it very difficult to play, you know, on both sides. But those are, I would say, like, the main differences talking between the two.
Jonathan, a big, big thank you to you for coming on tonight. That was a really interesting answer you gave, too. I think a lot of people are going to be really interested in this interview. A big thank you to you. Best of luck on Wednesday in the Open Cup. Best of luck against Seattle this coming weekend. And I really appreciate your time, and I know my listeners do as well.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.